ॐ विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पस्कचारे शतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे We will open our Japa workshop with the glorification of the holy name from the Adi Purana. We will hear a little background music. This instrumental which we had. There is no vow like chanting the holy name. No knowledge superior to it. No meditation which comes anywhere near it. And it gives the highest result. No penance is equal to it. And nothing is as potent or powerful as the holy name. Chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. It is the pinnacle of devotion, the heart's joyous proclivity and attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities as their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipable object, and their spiritual guide and mentor. Whoever continuously chants Lord Krishna's holy name, even in his sleep, can easily realize that the name is a direct manifestation of Krishna himself, in spite of the influences of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna. In this Japa workshop, we will try in 1.5 hours and a little less to perfect the art of chanting. Let me introduce this workshop with a story. Once, King Akbar, after ruling for a long day, was tired and went into the mosque to read in the Quran. He had posted his guards before the mosque and had said, "No one should disturb me." As he was reading in the Quran inside the mosque, he looked through one of the windows and saw a woman running up and down, going away from the mosque and coming back. And he was watching the woman very carefully. Obviously, she was very much looking for someone or something. After some time, the woman was in the mosque, ran right through the mosque, came back, didn't notice Akbar, ran right across him. The Quran fell out of his hands, and she continued on. "Wait," said Akbar. "Guards, get me this woman." The guards, who had not noticed the women entering the mosque, were coming, bringing the poor woman before Akbar. "You just walked, not even walked, you ran across me. For this, you will be hanged. And you will be hanged with an extra thick rope so that it takes longer time. But before I hang you, tell me, what was in your mind? Why did you just run over me?" The woman looked at Akbar and said, I was looking for my lover. I heard he had come this morning into town." "What? For this ordinary act of human romance? You are offending the Quran, which I was reading?" The woman said, "Now where I'm dying, a slow death, can I just ask you what you were doing?" Akbar said, I was reading the Quran." At that time, the woman spoke. "You were not reading the Quran. You were not praying. If I, who was after an ordinary lover of this world, was so concentrated on this and on him that I didn't even notice running across the emperor, how much should you have been focused if you were searching for the supreme lover, for God? You were not reading. You were only pretending to read. You were not praying. You were only pretending to pray. Concentrate on your Quran, and now you can hang me." Akbar was very startled and said, "It's all right. She has a good point. If she was so concentrated because of a little lover, why should I be so easily diverted if I was concentrated on the big lover?" It's a point. If you want to chant properly, you have to learn to be in your practice with your mind. If the mind is not properly fixed while you chant, your lips will chant, but your heart will remain unchanged. You must chant with your mind or with your heart, as the two are in Vaishnav language similar or same. The seat of the mind is not the brain, but the heart. As we know, when we chant, the 10 offenses keep us from experiencing the result of chanting. Now, all these 10 offenses, according to the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, reside and take shelter in one offense. The offenses can be compared with a tree which grow from one root, which is called pramada, or inattention. Pramada means literally craziness. Why, you would say, is such a strong word used for such a harmless mind-wandering activity, which is unconcentration or diversion? The answer is like this. You're calling Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But yes, I know you know the mantra. But at the same time, you're going away. You're calling a guest, he arrives, and you are walking through the window of the bathroom, fleeing away. Prabhupada once said, Shivananda Prabhu once asked Prabhupada, we should be able to control our attention, huh? Prabhupada. Then what is the use of sitting if you don't control your attention? Then you are simply wasting time. Why do you come? He said in another time, in a lecture in Los Angeles, as soon as you want to hear, that means you have to concentrate your mind. So naturally the mind becomes, I mean to say, locked. But if you hear, the mind has to be engaged. Without attention, you cannot hear. If your mind is something doing, you are thinking of marketing something or sometimes, so you can hear. Make a show of hearing, but you are not hearing. Therefore, the mind is the first thing. If you engage your mind in hearing, then you are in the spiritual world. And then he says, looking at all of us, so we have to practice. This practice to concentrate our mind will be done today. I request you to give me a little bit more than 1 hour, some of your confidence, and please invest some faith in me. What you will hear will be a little unusual, but please rest assured. I have made very, very, very sure that what we teach is in the line of Srila Prabhupada. We will take you on a workshop now, on a journey. For this, I would like to enter my travel seat here. I hope I can get up and not fall down, because there are many more advanced devotees than me here, and I'm taking a bold seat now to request all of you to go through some exercises. There was a promise that I would get a microphone stand, but we can also do without. Why is it so difficult to control the wandering mind? There is a statement in the Bhagavatam which will give us an explanation. If you'd like to take notes and look it up, it's in the first canto, third chapter, text 44, in the purport. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. So we have to behave properly so that and act properly so that our mind can be pure, and only when the mind is pure can we give rapt attention. Now, to focus the mind or concentrate the mind, the yoga tradition gives us a practice which is called the Trataka meditation. Yogis have attained tremendous levels of mental performance, even directing and controlling the lives of others, by looking at a candle. Not the candle, the light of the candle. They look in a darkened place, on the candle and don't allow their mind to go anywhere else. And as they look, the mind becomes very much focused. In our tradition, we do not look at candles. I mean, we can look at candles, but it is not a regulative practice. In our tradition, we look at the written letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This morning, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave us a wonderful traditional journey into the associates of Lord Nityananda. His son Virachandra, Nityananda's son Virachandra, had a stone carved about this high. I have heard it's still visible, where the letters of the Hare Krishna Mantra are there, and he looked at the letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra while he was chanting. Srila Gorkishordas Babaji Maharaj has similarly dictated a letter to his Grihastha disciples: while you chant, look at the letters of the Hare Krishna Mantra and do not look at anything else. After some time, you will see that the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, will manifest from out of the letters of the holy name. So we will do this exercise now. Let me see if I have everything together. Yes, here. I want to request all of you to chant with me the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we will only look at the letters, almost like a torchlight or in the night, which follows the letters. We will not look at anything else or anyone else, not even if an attractively dressed Vaishnava should enter into our vision. We will not look to our neighbors, and we will all chant in one speed. Those who have come later and have no seat, we have some cushions there, so you can come and sit here. You will smile in a moment. For this workshop, we will use one language. When I give this sign, this sign, it means the beginning of the exercise. And when I give this sign, it means the end of the exercise. So, when you hear the sign, please begin, and do not look at anything else than the word. When you are with Hare, only look at Hare. When you chant Krishna, only look at Krishna, and so on. Sit properly, please. It is said when the spine is straight, it is good for concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare... No, you have all not heard. This is a point of the Japa workshop. I will repeat again the instruction. Only start when you hear this sign and end... Yes, we are all starting in the unconcentrated level. We will go very soon deeper. Yes, maybe it's best from here. I need to, please, do not think I am obviously very arrogant, but I have to do it like this to give you instructions just for 1 hour. Then I'm in my normal mood again. And you please, it's training what we do here. Good. I will chant alone now. I need to do it to give you the speed, because we will chant in a different speed than your own individual speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Remember, you have to look at that blue mantra sign and follow it and just concentrate your mind. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. Yes, you were doing very nice. But as we know, it is theoretically possible to look and our mind is somewhere else. We see, but we do not recognize. Maybe we can put like a stone here. To this will be too light. We need a... thank you. There will be now, we will go to the more advanced level now. We will make sure that our mind really sees. Do you know these moments in life where you see someone and you don't recognize? It's a typical state of the mind. It is not focused. So I would like to request you now to close your eyes. And in your mind eyes, see the different words of the Hare Krishna mantra, the different names. We will first try to visualize the Hare. Please see the in your mind, go to a peaceful place. I would suggest maybe like the bank of the Yamuna or any holy place, even those who like to have their holy place in New Vrindavan, they can go there. In your mind's eye, look at the opposite side of the river and try to see there the word or the name Hari. Please see the H. Two big letters going up. Two big lines going up, one in between. Please see the A. Please see the R. Some of you cannot see anything. That is typical for someone who is not so visual. But you can take in your mind a piece of white paper and write down the letters. Write down the H, a big H. Write down a big A. Or small A, actually. A big A, I'm sorry. I'm trying to work with your mind a little. Write down a big R. A big E. And now try to see Hari. Some of you have to work very hard, go through a lot of mental barriers, but you will get there. Now we will go to Krishna. see the K. Or if it's easier for you, just draw it on a vice piece of paper. You can draw it as big as you want. I would suggest life-size letters. K. R. I. S. H. N. A. Now see Krishna, the name Krishna. Thank you. Now the last name, Rama. Please try to visualize the R. The A. The M. And the A. Rama. Thank you. Now, we will chant the holy name and we will try to visualize the different names. What you can also do, if it's too difficult for you and no picture comes, don't despair. It doesn't matter. It's the, as long as you keep trying, the result of concentration is with you. It is, we do not want to nominate the most successful visualizing man or woman in this japa workshop. We want to concentrate our mind on the holy names. That's all what we try. So when you cannot see anything or cannot be with a name, you can briefly open your eyes, look at the beautiful mantra sign of Malati, and close again your eyes. The idea is, we want to engage our mind. If you just continue with lip chanting, moving your lips, it will not give you the right result in your spiritual life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said the holy name is not a matter of alphabetic letters. It cannot be chanted just with a material machine, the mind. It has to appear, with the material machine, the lips and the vocal cords and so on. It has to appear in the mind by thinking of the right conception of the holy name. We will do this a little later, the conception in which we should chant. But now we will just try to get our minds to chant. So, is the exercise clear? You will be requested to now chant the holy name and try to visualize the names of the holy name in your mind, and you can open your eyes if it is sometimes too difficult. I will again give the speed. And those of you who are speedy chanters, please don't put your turbo chanting. We need to chant as a group. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of you are revolting back in the same habits, that is, you just move your lips. Please concentrate on the holy names by visualizing them. Some of you are doing very, very nice, but I'm sorry, I will have to step a little bit on your toes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From the sound of your chanting, you are doing it. Thank you very much. So now we will come to the next step, which is more advanced than this somewhat mechanical exercise. Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra means to pray, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. At other times, he abbreviated this meaning and gave three words. He said, please accept me. This is what the Hare Krishna mantra means. I noticed that there is, maybe you can just gently close the door and tell them we are hearing what they say. Maybe that suffices to calm them down a little. In Srila Prabhupada's writing, when he talks about chanting, he very often brings chanting in connection with one verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a verse where Mahaprabhu calls out to Lord Krishna to please save him out of the drowning ocean of material existence. The verse is, Ayi nanda tanuya kinkarang patitang mam vishame bhavambudo tavaya tava pada pankaja stita dulisa drisham vichantayam. Son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your servant, but I have fallen into the terrible ocean of birth and death. Please accept me as one of the particles of your foot. This is a very wonderful position to be at the Krishna's lotus feet. This mood of, I call it often the drowning man chanting. And yesterday, those who visited the Sharanyagati workshop heard of an experience when you're drowning, you really concentrate. Please, save me, help. So this mood, this very urgent mood, needs to be there. A devotee who is extremely satisfied with his status quo, who doesn't feel the flames of material existence, and who thinks this is the most suitable place in the to stay for the eternal soul, this is really Vaikuntha. He will have difficulties to really call out to Krishna, but only when this call comes from the heart, you will see your mind will be so concentrated. So we will now do a little calling out. This will be the most intense exercise. Afterwards, it will be a little difficult. But now you really need to give your best. No. What are you doing? That's very nice. You are so devotional. But please close your eyes. It will be Please, in your mind's eye, go to an ocean. You are at the bank of the ocean. This is the East Coast. You will be ocean lovers here. You can please see the ocean before you. There is no one left and no one right. There are dark clouds. The atmosphere is a little bit threatening, but not too much. You look at the ocean. There are waves. You could be in the ocean, but you are looking at the ocean only. There's no one around you. I will request you now to call out very loud. Please listen very carefully. You will call out on the top of your lungs, but in your mind. The group will not hear anyone calling out, although it would be so wonderful to hear great devotees calling out. But these great devotees will feel embarrassed to call out in the where everyone can hear. You please call out in the mind the different names, and I will help you, because I will call out, and you please call with me. But in your mind, no one will hear anything. Please call in your mind the first name. Hare, 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 Hare. You have to call out louder. I know it's unusual, but soon you will see the benefit of this. The next is Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Thank you. The next is Rama. Rama. Please open your eyes. Now we will chant the entire Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we will chant it in a mode which I will give you an example of. And during this chanting, I request you to please go in the mental frame of meditating about the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is quoted in Bhajan Rahasya, the instructions how to do bhajan, says one should lovingly, whilst chanting, meditate about the meaning of the holy name. Please engage me in your service. We will take this, but we will call out, please, in the mood of, please accept me, please, some connection, I'm here, and I'm spending already 10 years in spiritual life. My heart is full of material desires. Ugh, and yesterday we got this painful mirror before our face, where unmentionable things were done by devotees who were trying just like me, but who failed because they didn't receive that purity in the mind. Of course, some of them were, I can't really speak about this. There may have been also criminal-minded people amongst the perpetrators who came for this purpose. But yes, I'm a struggling soul. Let us stay with us for the moment. Our movement would be so nice if I would be a little pure in my heart. I'm
must now learn this chanting. I must, Krishna, please accept me. Please, some connection, something.
So this is how we will chant. Huh? So I will first give you the Hare Krishna, not give you the Hare Krishna, I will give you an example of chanting. And let us chant with some urgency. Huh? Let us chant nicely. So here comes the example. See, if we would all now start to chant, to really chant at the top of our voice, the lamps would come raining down as fine dust by the sound vibration. So we can't do it, and it will be a little threatening for the more sensitive amongst us. You have to chant in your mind. Call out in your mind. There's no limited 3,000 watt, 50,000 watt, whatever loudness you can do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, please accept me. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. Now where you have tried to chant with your mind, we can now chant with our lips and our volume. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Some of us who are a little tender in the hearts might feel, because we did everything so peaceful now. So we will go now back to the peaceful modus. We will now do a little hearing exercise. Our Gaur Kishore Prabhu will bring us back into the past where Srila Prabhupada chanted with his devotees the mantra. And I want to request you now, we will not chant along, we will just hear, and I will ask you what you have heard. You will be surprised what comes out of this exercise.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
May I request you for answers to the question, what have I heard?
I heard Srila Prabhupada chanting the mantra in unison with the
I heard Srila Prabhupada chanting the Maha Mantra in unison with devotees. Narayan Prabhu.
At one time Srila Prabhupada said if it is difficult to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, you could chant Om, and that will give you the power to chant. I was hearing the Omkara decorated by the sound of the Hare Krishna Mantra.
Narayan Prabhu, an expert meditator, I suppose, heard the Omkara decorated by the Maha Mantra. Those of you who have done Om chanting, they can hear that Prabhupada said it's in that sound vibration. Yet, I heard that every word was pronounced very clearly. It was very concentrated, I heard, like crying out. I heard a real steadiness of rhythm with the same emphasis. Mataji. Mataji has given us a poetic example that when you smell, she heard many shades in the chanting, and compared it with smelling an actual and not a synthetically produced rose smell, which has so much variety. You will be surprised on this one point that in the 11th canto, we hear that each mantra has four levels. Only the first level is the level which you can hear. It's called Vaikarika, physical sound. The much deeper, the other levels are called Madhyam. The third I have forgotten, and the fourth, Madhyam, Pashyanti, and Param. Madhyam means you hear also with your emotions. They go with it. Pashyanti is you see something, you see the mantra. We hear at a more evolved state of chanting, when the chanter will actually perceive the person of the mantra, like Gop Kumar, who searched after Madan Gopal while he was chanting the Gopal Gayatri mantra, and finally visualized the person of the mantra. Also, a devotee of Krishna who chants the Hare Krishna mantra will eventually visualize. This is called Pashyanti. And then Para is the very, very deep level of chanting where you actually perceive the person as a personality with pastimes and qualities and so on. So, yes, when we chant Hare Krishna, and you will notice as you might apply some of the techniques which suit you from this workshop, you will begin to enter into deeper levels which our Mataji has heard Prabhupada being in his chanting, where you actually have Savatma Snapanam, your whole self on all its different levels will be bathed by the chanting. Okay, so thank you very much for your analysis. You were spiritual scientists and very wonderful things you have noted. Yes, I would prefer to ask questions in a minute to keep on this because we need to remain on the journey. Now, I will give you most properly the most shocking statement from Srila Prabhupada about chanting. Please listen very carefully, because this will bring you to an understanding of a very deep level of chanting. Let me summarize, however, where we are at the moment. In the very beginning, we have stated that we will not be able to experience the chanting if we do not avoid the offense of inattention. We have tried to, we have offered a traditional method, which means while chanting, you look at the names and nothing else. We have tried to not only look with our eyes, but we have tried to look with our mind and really perceived it even when our eyes were closed. Just like when you are in love maybe with you like your son very much or your daughter. I can imagine that Yadubara Prabhu, who has Hari Priya, can just close the eyes and Hari Priya is there. I can even see her, although I don't know her very well. And so on. This is when it's deeper, but just seeing, everyone can do. So the Hare Krishna mantra should be seen with our mind. We should love, or at least be full of gratitude towards Krishna. That's the beginning of love. We have then tried to sharpen our internal voice by calling out. You must know that the mind has all the things which the senses have, the physical senses. Your mind has also eyes. Your mind has also a voice. This is very important. Otherwise, how could you dream? And in the dream, you see something which makes you scream, "Yuhei!" And what was it? I saw something in my dream. Sometimes also embarrassing scenes can be seen in a dream. There's some eyes in the mind, some visualization. So we have trained now the inner eyes, the inner voice, and now what will we train next? Yes, the inner ear. I want to come to my promise to deliver the most shocking statement of Prabhupada, but at least it was for me when I gave the mantra, these mantra workshops. Prabhupada said, please listen very carefully. What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? When I heard this, I almost felt in my younger days I would have done immediately my prostrated obeisances in the direction of Prabhupada's words. I reacted, Prabhupada, you can ask what is the question of the mind, because you have a pure mind. When you hear Hare Krishna, your mind is immediately with Krishna, but my mind is very impure. I can hear very often Hare Krishna. I have heard it now for more than 30 years in my mind. Sometimes goes to, why does no one recognize me? Such a very usual pattern of the prestige-looking Hare Krishna monk, and so on. So, yes, Prabhupada said, here one can give rapt attention when one is pure in the mind, and no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in the mind. So he says, you just hear. And because we want now to listen, we want to do this now, after having exercised a few things, I want to request you to forget for a moment all the techniques of concentration, where you fix your mind, and of calling out, and just chant and hear. Just to be very sure that every one of you understands the exercise, where will you be during this exercise? Will you be, with what will you be? Will you be, with a nice blue mantra sign, or with what will you be? My question is maybe not clear. Anuman mana? With the, I would even like to add, you will be with the process of hearing. Hearing means some sound enters your ears and hopefully your awareness, if you hear properly. Otherwise, it is very impolite. So now you please just hear, and we will take a little bit longer for this exercise to really enter into the experience of hearing. It will be much easier now where we have exercised the inner senses. I will give you the example, and then please follow the along. Just to be sure, I will request you to do something which is maybe a little awkward, but you don't have to do it afterwards, and there will be no videos on you if you don't like it to be videoed now. Please take your right hand to the right ear, Haribo, and just tilt the hand a little bit towards the mouth. You will please let us please repeat after me. Please say now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. You will have to do it another time, just now. When you concentrate on the process of hearing, your whole awareness should shrink down to this one task of just hearing. What goes on? How do you receive the sound? What does the sound do with you? Please do it again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very, very much for this telephone hearing. I would request you now to do the same with the same amount of concentration without the somewhat, at least in public, awkward telephone hand. Just hear the holy name. while you do this exercise, which is almost the last exercise, before the people have one last exercise which you like very much, you will smile and laugh, most probably. Or please now chant and try to just hear. As you see that your mind will wanders away, which is a natural function of the mind, which is not yet so totally pervaded with Krishna's holy name, you will be requested to just draw the mind back to from wherever it wanders. Yata yata nishchalati, says Lord Krishna in the 6th chapter of the Gita. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering nature, from there one should certainly withdraw it and bring it under the control of the self. Now, as you will pull back the mind, you can use the two different techniques which you have experimented with today. You can focus on each of the letters of the holy name, almost as reading the holy name, Hare Krishna, like this. Or you can briefly bring your mind back. Mind, Bhai, brother mind, says Narottam Das Thakur. Please, you should call out now to Lord Krishna in the mood of please accept me in your service. You can even take that Ayinanda Tanuya, the drowning situation picture, and call out like this. Whatever helps you, please do this now. But the idea is to just hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Now, for those of us who are more practically minded and who will have the highest appreciation for these exercises, I want to give a mechanical thing which involves the tactile sense. As you notice, in our tradition we have japa malas. We are chanting with the mala in order to lock our tactile sense, which is good for concentration. You know, if you want to concentrate and your senses are diverted, then it's difficult. Imagine now Marilyn Monroe, whom we thought was dead, would enter in the same body through that door. I hear she's from America. We were, ooh, Marilyn. We would be diverted. Or imagine now the most attractive smell of pizza with caperis would enter your nostril. You would certainly become diverted in many ways. So the mantra technique is we take the senses and we engage them so that they cannot be engaged in the service of the material energy of Maya. And of one very important thing is the tactile sense. May I ask you, have you ever noticed while you chant that sometimes you seem to chant very swiftly, and when you would divide the time which you use to chant 16 rounds, you would have the number that you use 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes for one round, and you think, what's going on? Is there something like speed reading or speed chanting? Most probably you will do... I do not wish to scorn the Islamic tradition, but they go like this sometimes with their. It's something to calm down the passion a little. Sometimes we also chant like this. Now, I have heard, this was sent to me, and I have heard it confirmed, that Srila Prabhupada once said to a devotee that in order to chant very concentrated, we should do it like this. We, for half of the mantra, we finger the bead, and for the other half of the mantra, we don't finger, but we remain in a silent or peaceful position with the bead, unmoving position. May I give you an example of what this would mean? Let me do it for you. You do not, please, you just look at this moment and do not please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. See, now comes the other half and I stop and go in the unmoving position. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I have now finished one mantra and we'll go to the next beat and also move the beat for the first half, but then stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now I have finished one half mantra. I will now stop. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is it clear, the technique? Good. Please let us do this now in the same speed. For the first half of the mantra, you will move or finger the beads. For the second half, you will just have your fingers in an unmoving way. You will see how all of a sudden some calmness enters the mind and some concentration. What happens? You will see some calmness enters the mind and some concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Stop. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. We will now round up the workshop and give time for questions.